Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, tomorrow is a very big day if you are looking for discounts on theme park tickets. Disney is running a special for Walt Disney World, a four-day, four-park magic ticket, which is going to be $99 per day plus tax. So that's $396 plus tax starting tomorrow. However, you do have to visit all four parks. You get one admission and one park per day. And the ticket does not require theme park reservations to enter the park. And this ticket is valid June 1st through September 29th. However, they do have the blackout dates of July 1st through the 4th and September 1st through the 4th, of course.
Holiday weekends are out.
Yes.
If people want to book something involving these four-day tickets, how can they contact you?
Themeparksandcruises at gmail.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, foodie, Disney park enthusiast, travel expert, and I love chocolate, especially with red wine.
I'm Al John. I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan. Love the parks. Also, this year's, no, I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say. Anyway, enjoy the show. Take it, Kat, before I say something I'm going to regret.
I am Kat, experiential producer, film historian, like a toddler in a tiara, precious and short. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell.
Oh my gosh, that is the best. So today we are talking about the best thing I ever ate, Walt Disney World Asian edition.
Ooh.
It is, you know, Asian Pacific Islander month after all. So yes. I thought this would be the perfect time to do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
From all of us.
Yes. I'm such a fan, obviously. I love the food I grew up with, so here we go. So hard to choose, though, because there are quite a bit of different choices, and I don't know, maybe you'll agree or disagree. It's going to be interesting. I know people have their favorites, and a lot of them tied to family, I guess, family vacations of years past. I know that DJ Sourcey on Sourcer Radio has a really big love for Nine Dragons restaurant at Epcot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sourcey, we forgive you.
All right. But I think that if I remember correctly, it's really tied to his old family vacations and stuff, because
yeah.
I don't know if there are a lot of Asian restaurants in his neck of the woods in Louisiana. So that could very well be the situation there.
But anyway,
I digress.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a place many Asian people would be.
No, there's a lot of, obviously the Pacific, you know, the Pacific side of the United States, the West side of the United States has got, you know, a lot of Asian Americans. But we do have some, you know, decent restaurants here in the middle of the heartland and in the Southland and in Middle Tennessee. So
but we are near a I mean, Nashville is a major city. So right. I think that that plays a difference too.
True. And Kat, you know, there's so many places around where you are. I mean, this is insane.
Yes, there's quite a bit. Both here in Los Angeles, where I currently am, and also in Detroit, where I grew up, because there's a very large Middle Eastern population there. There's the largest Iraqi, Iranian, Bangladeshi community there. So that qualifies as Asia. And yeah. They have incredible culture and incredible food. So yeah, it's something that I've been fortunate to be able to enjoy for most of my life. And with my allergies, it's something that I really cherish having found a love for, because I eat a lot of Asian, different Asian foods, a variety of different Asian foods on a regular basis.
Very good.
Yes.
So how are we going to do this? Are we going to, but by the way, the best thing I ever ate, Italian edition of this podcast, you can go back in the show archives and check out, because it's one of the most popular episodes we have.
Ooh.
So now hopefully this one will too, with the best thing I ever ate, Asian edition, and specifically Walt Disney World.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. Yes. Yes. We are talking Walt Disney World. I'm going to say one of my favorite places is to go over to Kimono's, because they have a very nice selection of sushi.
Kimono's is at the Dolphin? Swan. Dolphin? Swan.
Swan.
Swan. Swan.
Yes, Swan. It's a,
okay.
I have to like imagine where, like the situation of the hotel. Yeah.
One of the two.
Like, where is the restaurant located? What other restaurants are nearby? Okay, yes.
Well, truth be told, on the Walt Disney World website, it does say Swan and Dolphin Hotels. It doesn't specify it's the Swan.
Well, if you end up at the wrong one, it's not far from the other, so it's fine.
It's just a short walk across the greenery there.
Exactly.
Greenway.
Yeah, it's a fun place to go, especially in the evenings. I say definitely if you don't have children and you are there like as couples or just by yourself and you're wanting to go do something fun for a night, it's worth heading over there to Kimono's and getting some sushi, getting some cocktails. And then I believe it's at 8 o'clock, maybe they start karaoke. So it's a lot of fun.
Great. Yes. People watch for sure.
Yes, or karaoke,
or sing along. Yeah, we've sang at karaoke there many times, numerous times, mm-hmm. with a bunch of friends. Always good. So,
how about you?
Special dishes?
No, I'm not going to name any dishes in particular. I'm just saying they have an amazing like amount of like sushi dishes are very good there.
Oh yeah, I agree. Just as a whole. I mean, Kimono's is a great That is specifically a sushi restaurant. You got a couple other things there, but sushi for sure. And a shout out for their Asian cocktails as well, because the lychee martini had the whiskey, the Yuzuri whiskey sour, the Kimono Dragon, Kimono. You see what they did there? So, you know, just a bunch of different things there. Plus, we've also had the sake flight as well. Mm-hmm. So, it's just a really great place to kind of sample and sip and have fun. So, but the what brings people to the door really, other than the karaoke, is definitely the sushi. So, and I could go on about it, but I'll save my favorite dish for the last. But you picked a lot of places that I would personally choose myself. So,
okay,
there you go. Mm-hmm. Kat,
how about you, Kat?
I'm first going to mention the Jungle Navigation Skipper Canteen.
Mm-hmm.
It's located at the Magic Kingdom, so it's in the park, which is great if you're looking for someplace to sit down. They do serve alcohol, which is one of the few places at Magic Kingdom that serves alcohol. Great ambiance, great decor, but the food is also really delicious, and they have a selection that's, I would call it pan-Asian. From different areas and cultures, Thai, Chinese, Indian, all sorts of different things to choose from. My family finds this one to be very popular between all five of us, soon to be six. So this one we always try to visit when we're in the park.
We went when it first opened. We need to go again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So the next one place I'm going to talk about before I get to my favorite place and dish is Morimoto's. And I am going to say that if you have not had the Morimoto spare ribs, you need to, because they are delicious. But they have a lot of great things on their menu there. There's a crispy popcorn shrimp tempura. So if you like that, I love tempuras. There's vegetables that I don't like too much, but if they're tempura, I will eat it. There's just something about food being with the tempura batter on it that just makes me happy. Now, Kat, you can have tempura, right? Because isn't it right? No, it is wheat.
It is wheat. I cannot have tempura, unfortunately, because I used to love it.
Yeah, I, for some reason, was thinking that it was made with rice and was not.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but it's okay.
They do have on here a nice selection of ramens. They do a weekend brunch as well. So if you are looking for a place to go have brunch and want something a little bit different than what people typically think of as brunch, I definitely would suggest giving Morimoto's a try. They also have great cocktails too.
Agreed.
I don't think you can do wrong with the cocktails.
No.
No.
Yeah, we'll get to our favorite dish here.
And pork dumplings. But then again, I don't think I've ever met a pork dumpling I didn't like.
Same. I can say the same. So I'm going to say this phrase. Are you ready?
Ohana means family.
Oh.
So I love Ohana. And this is at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. It is the Hawaiian equivalent of a Brazilian steakhouse, which I love Brazilian steakhouses. You have the green sign that means keep on bringing the meat, and you have the stop sign saying, whoa, Nele, I've had enough. But in this particular case, with over there at Ohana, it is family style. You get to hang out. They do breakfast there with Lilo and Stitch, but their dinner is amazing. They've got all kinds of great stuff. The Ohana noodles are so yummy. Peel and eat shrimp. Teriyaki beef, which I love a lot. They also have the pineapple coconut bread that is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Now, recently they had done something that is quite controversial, which is the sticky wings are not on the menu, guys. I don't know why that's the case, but I feel that you should order them and have them bring them to your room, because they just make them at the next restaurant.
Oh, they're so good. Door.
They're just the best. So there's a lot of things to love about it. And I love it. Plus,
really? I can't believe they got rid of those.
I know, right?
I've heard it comes. It seems that comes and goes there, because it's not the first time it's been removed from the menu.
Well, it's hard to keep up with,
is it on the menu or is it not on the menu?
There is also an extraordinary high cost now of chicken wings because of what's going on with chicken and eggs. So there is that reality of it all. But
I will say prices of eggs have come down.
Well,
significantly.
Chicken wings, maybe, you know, are definitely, yeah, there's no, you know, but anyway.
Well, maybe we'll see it return.
Maybe we will.
Wait, what are you looking at?
The Disney website.
I see honey coriander chicken wings.
Oh, are they? There was a news report not too long ago that they removed it from the menu.
I see it.
Okay, then
you can't read that. It's backwards. I don't know why I'm showing that to you.
Okay.
That's my favorite thing there. Great. Like, just bring that to me and I'm happy.
Well, that happens to be one of my second favorite things then. So that ranks up there. It is a must have whenever you go to Ohana. I think it's my favorite thing on the Ohana menu by far. And pair that with a pineapple sweetbread is just so good. It's like having king's bread and just so much savoriness with every bite of those chicken wings. So
I can have those, you guys.
Yeah,
I've never had them before, but I can have them. So now that I have a child in my life, we're gonna do this.
Yes, please. You should do it. Plus, you also
the food's good.
Yeah, and then you get to see the kids hang out with the ukulele, people performing the ukulele and the hula dances and all that stuff. So yes,
we're doing this.
Ohana, one of my favorite places, and then later on you'll find out my favorite dish of all Walt Disney World. So. Asian dish. Next, who's next, Kat?
Yeah. I'm cheating. We talked about this before we came on the air about whether or not this counted, but I'm cheating. It's Sana. I love their bread service, their non-bread service, allergy friendly with the 12 different dips and chutneys and accompaniments is one of my favorite things to get on site. It's also really good if you get it to go and eat it by the pool. Just saying.
I love good Indian food though. They've got
good. It's so good. My favorite thing here is the Pachi inspired, which is basically you choose a bunch of different things and they serve it to you traditional style, basically on a big plate with basmati rice, tandoori chicken, butter chicken, pork vindaloo, lentil dal, which is one of my favorite things, chickpea wat. So I love Sana'a. They classify themselves as an African restaurant. It is at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, but they serve Indian food. So
it counts.
I'm counting it.
I feel
I'm
like
changing the rules. Oh, Micho.
Now, normally that would be on my list, but I'm trying to think of because I do, when I think of that restaurant, I think of, even though there are an awful lot of Indian dishes on there, I do think of African.
We always
want
Indian food. I know. Indian food.
Yeah, but that's because I like Indian food.
Yeah.
Like Indian.
I guess that should have made my list, Sana'a, because I love Sana'a and the bread service is one of my favorite things, period, to get at Disney.
Yeah.
Don't get twisted, y'all. I love all kinds of Asian food.
For real.
All kinds of Indian food.
You know what? I've said this before, Disney, bring a Thai restaurant.
Oh my gosh. 100%.
Yes.
I think they would. They should be a Thailand area over at Animal Kingdom. That would be amazing.
Ugh, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, it would. Because, Thailand's got its own little ecosystem. All great animals and things. You might as well have a Thai restaurant there. If not, at least have it over there, World Showcase. That would be an amazing place.
Oh, yeah.
Showcase it. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do like Thai that you can't get. And the other thing I like that you can't get is Vietnamese food at Disney.
It's true.
But I really like Thai, but I like my food hot.
Or
like
Korean,
Thai
or
curry.
Korean food, by the way.
Oh, it was a festival booth. They had at Flower and Garden.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. But it was seasonal. It was not like a...
Yeah, I don't like that. And some of the best stuff you get is seasonal, too.
Yeah.
But you don't know, is it coming back the next year?
Exactly.
Or not. So, okay. So my thing that I'm going with is my best thing I ever ate is going to be over at Yak and Yeti. And if you don't know already, it is the ahi tuna nachos.
Yes.
They're on the shareable menu. So these are
not so authentic, but very good tasting.
It is sushi grade ahi tuna, Asian slaw, crispy fried wontons, wasabi aioli, and it has a sweet soy glaze. I don't like to share it. It's one of those things that like
I don't like to share it.
It's so good I don't want to share. So if you try and you have to ask me, because if you don't ask me, I'm likely to just have the instant reaction of hitting you like, no, don't take my food.
Even when you do share it, you still do that.
That's not true. I told you that time. I said you could try one, and then you went to like dig in for more, and I was like, no.
I told you that's what just happened, right? Is that not what I said, Kat?
You tried to get more than one. I was sharing a taste. There's a difference between am I sharing it with you or are you having a taste?
Joey doesn't share food.
She doesn't share nicely, for one. No. I share all the time. And by the way, Kat, sorry for dragging you into this domestic mess.
But I do tell
Should I leave? I can leave.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Thanks for good TV.
I do tell Boo and Jack that when I share, they're lucky. I share. I see, always tell them, you can ask Daddy, you can ask Grandma or Aunt Lori, or even Grandpa, and they will tell you, Mommy does not share food.
She's very proud of that fact.
It's not that I'm proud of that fact. It's just
she knows what she's about.
She's all about the snacks and the food, y'all.
I don't like to share my food and my drink, and it's been that way my whole life. Don't want to share that.
Okay.
Yes, but these are shareable, and they are very large portions. So you could easily get that, share it, and then like get a dessert or also share an entree. But yes, I love Yak and Yeti.
There you go.
Al John, what is your best thing I ever ate?
Okay, we're going to go back down. We're going to go back down to Disney Springs at Morimoto.
Okay, I'm just glad you didn't say Paradise City.
We're going to go down to Paradise City.
There's two kinds of people. Because I went Strawberry Fields. You went Paradise City.
Polar opposites, y'all. The Beatles and Guns N' Roses. Could you think of any more polar opposite bands? I like them both, though.
I love you guys.
This is true. Hey, so we're back over there at Morimoto Asia, which is over there at Disney Springs. And I bring this up because they literally have the best thing I've ever ate, which is Morimoto's ribs. Awesome, y'all. Can I tell you how awesome those barbecue ribs are? I mean,
tell us.
They are so good. Morimoto spare ribs, you get a half rack. Oh, I'm sorry. Time out.
I think you can do a half rack and a full rack.
Yes, you could do a half rack or a full rack. I'm reading the menu here and I'm like, it's a spare rib half rack, six ribs. But you could do the spare ribs appetizer for three ribs. You could do the half rack, or you can do a full rack. Can you do a full rack? I think we could do a full rack when we were there last time.
You could.
The pork ribs, I've got the cilantro hoisin sweet chili glaze on it. It's sticky. It's savory. It's sweet. Umami, y'all. That's all. And that's what Morimoto does best, is the umami. And by combining all of those yummy flavors, you have something that when I was done eating, was I totally full? Oh, yes, I was totally full. Did I want some more? Oh, yes, I wanted to eat until I exploded. Because it's that good. Best thing I ever ate over there at Morimoto's. Get the ribs. Believe me now. Thank me later. So darn good. Kat.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Tiffin's at Animal Kingdom. And the best thing I ever ate Asian food on property at Disney World is the whole fried sustainable fish.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes. It has coconut fried rice, green and red curry, Thai green papaya slaw, one of my favorite things, and peanuts. And it's a white fish usually. And it's delicious. It's got crunchy, crispy skin and tender inside meat, and it's just melts in your mouth. It's so good. It's a whole fried fish. You probably could share it with someone. I, like Kristen, do not like to share, but yeah, it's really delicious. It's one of the best things on the menu. They took the whole fried fish off the menu at the Skipper Canteen, which used to be my favorite thing. And they put one on the menu here, and I have to tell you, this one is even better than the old one over there. So
nice.
My mouth is watering just talking about this, you guys.
Crispy fish skin.
Yes, it's so good.
So good.
And You can get it. They do a Gobi Manchurian there. It's a crispy fried cauliflower that's gluten-free with Manchurian sauce and green onion. So those two things paired, the two curries, the spicy cauliflower, it's just like an explosion of flavor. It's so good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah. Do not let the whole fried fish, the fact that your meal is going to stare at you thing deter you from ordering this, because it's incredible. And Nomad Lounge and Tiffin's are such a special place. There's a lot of storytelling there, and the fact that their food is almost as good as their storytelling is something to really, you know, brag about for them. So this is my recommendation. It's my favorite thing there.
I wonder,
very special occasions.
We have to try that next time.
You have to try that. I have to wonder, though, how much influence Joe Rohde had on the menus. Like, these are the things I ate there, you know? Or if it's just like different other Imagineers that went with him to those various places in Asia and kind of brought some of that food.
You know, I don't know who the chef de cuisine is at Tiffin's right now, but they're design and theming and decor inside of the restaurant is so beautiful, and it feels so connected to the rest of the park and the objectives of the rest of the park. Even if he has no influence on the menu, he still has an influence on the menu because the menu is influenced by the location.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I love the place
because everything from the walls, tapestries, all the different knickknacks you find in there, the menu, the drawings, the journals, everything about it is just an explorer's diary, just opening up. So you're walking into Joe Rohde's exploration diary of that whole part of the world, and the world has opened up to you in that way. And then the food, the senses, the drinks, everything about it, it's just a next level place.
Yes.
I believe it's next year that island that he helped locate, they will start sailing to, I believe. I believe it's next year.
For Disney Cruise Line.
Yeah, because remember they showed at the expo a few years ago. And I'm looking forward to seeing that, because when they showed that in all the videos and stuff that he had shot while he was there and the pictures, I was like, that looks like it's going to be really cool. You know, it's nice to see them bring, at least with him, the one thing I really loved about him was that he brought in all of the true culture, the raw culture into whatever it was he was doing. So it wasn't Americanified. Do you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't
white.
It wasn't
whitewashed.
Like what people, yeah.
She said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, though.
I'll go there.
I love that. I just love culture. So to me, I want.
It didn't turn into an Olive Garden, y'all.
No.
You know what though? A lot of Disney.
What, those aren't authentic breadsticks?
A lot of Disney artists and Imagineers, really, that those are the special ones that bring the type of stuff in, because, you know, they do all those Disney creative field trips and things like that to prepare for movies, and they do a lot of really great things. I mean, Dave Bossert had told me a story. I think maybe even Musker told me a story about the Lion King, and I think it was Lion King, about how they would go to Africa and they would spend time at the schools there drawing the children and drawing the wildlife and stuff like that. They did the same thing with Lilo and Stitch and would go into schools and look and draw everything, and they'd bring all that stuff back home. So it influenced everything that they did in the style of the films and ultimately into the theme parks. So that's really, really cool. But yeah, Tiffin's is a special place. 100% Kat.
Yes. And I do adore it. And the food there is delicious. Even if you can't look your dinner in the face, like I am able to, the menu is extensive, has a lot of delicious things, but this is the whole fried fish is the best thing I've ever ate Asian food on property at Walt Disney World.
I must try it, because I do like a whole cooked fish.
I mean, you know, we talked about Branzino.
Oh, and you're talking about green and red curry. I feel like
there are more people like me. And you mentioned the fish skin, Kat. I mean, I'm down with the oily fish skin. I'm so down with it. Ask Kristen, she'll tell you. It's like one of my favorite parts of the fish. Anyway.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So good. Yes. I think that's our cue.
I think so too.
And we're out.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. If you enjoy what we do and you want to support the show, you can do so by heading over to Spotify. You can support us there, or you can shop our links. And that costs you nothing other than what you're actually buying. So you can shop Amazon, because who doesn't? Disney Store, who doesn't want to? Kingdom Strollers and Garden Grocers. Aljon, tell everyone where they can find us.
Well, yes. First of all, you made it this far. You might as well subscribe to our show. Go ahead and do that. Leave us those 5-star reviews, because we definitely need them. We need to hear back from our loyal listeners. Find us on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We need to post more on Instagram. We realize that. So thank you so much. And then you can follow, if you love the show, you can follow our other shows as well. Skull Rock Podcast with myself and former Disney creative director, Disney Dave Bossert. And you can hang out with us while we talk about Disney films and animation. And we have so many people coming up on this week, on the coming weeks, talking about all kinds of Disney shows and movies and Disney afternoon stuff, which is great. We're talking about musicians that have played a part in scoring Disney films, which is awesome. So check that out. You can also check out Kat's podcast, Eat the Pictures. A new season is up. So go ahead and check it out. Every week she posts new content with food, films, and fun. So please check it out.
I do want to say real quick that you mentioned Instagram, and we are constantly gaining followers there. And yes, we do need to post more, and I hope to in the near future. But I will say that I am working on putting together a kind of like a gift basket kind of thing for when we hit 10K. So we are just under 7,000 right now. So
yeah,
I think we can do that before the end of the year.
If you're watching the video podcast, our cat is taking over.
I fed him.
He's knocking over all my bobbleheads.
I'm the captain. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
He wants everybody to look at him. He says, look at me. I'm on display. My name is Thor. Capacitor.
Anyway. Okay, where are we at? Oh, hey, by the way. It's yours. It's you.
It's me. Hi. You can find me on Instagram. I can catch you.
You're not the problem, Kat.
It's me. I'm the problem. at catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. Do not forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. For all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free. Thor is taking over. He's our overlord now. We knew that, though.
He's cute.
Love it. Best. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen, Aljon, and Thor. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
He's staring at me.
He's still there.
He wants my attention.
Our rescue cat is still there.